Just look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom located on the east side of Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are there to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bow-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Don't miss the 25th annual Used Gun Auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend at the Emily City Fairgrounds on Sunday, September 10th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 10th at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Vogel goes for the onside kick yet again, and the immediate trying to recover for Lawrence, he missed it, and now the officials are still meeting to hash this one away. Congress is in session as the ball was in right at the 40-yard line, and they're going to say Deckerville has it.
That's absolutely the right call, Clark. A great pooch kick to the sideline. It looked like, to me, number 13, Schumann, tried to dive on it as him and number 3, Ibarra, collided at the loose ball, and the ball was still loose. Cruz Ibarra able to corral it, recover it, and Deckerville has the football again. 6:21 to go. They got 40 yards to pay dirt, Clark, and really can put this one away here with a drive.
They already lead by 30 points as it's a handoff to Ibarra across the 40 down to the 36. Yard line, brought down by Lewis Reyna, the linebacker for Lawrence. Second down and 6 to go for Deckerville. Right to left crosser radio.
And a good tackle there by Lewis Reyna as he makes a nice stop on Cruz Ibarra. But again, keep in mind another 4-yard gain on first down, just wearing down that Tigers defense. But all momentum here with the home team.
5:55 before the half. 30-0 Deckerville. Deckerville 0-2 all time against Lawrence, trying to make that one. They're on their way so far tonight to try and get closer to even that score. Kindeth under center, I formation behind him, and we have flags flying from the defensive side. And it's going to be a false start against Deckerville, as looks like they had a little motion on that front line. So instead of a second down and 6, it'll be a second down 11 as they mark off 5 yards, pushing Deckerville back to the Lawrence 41-yard line. Second down, 11 to go.
It looked like number 78, Clark, on that Deckerville offensive line. They might have got him for flinching just a little bit. If you noticed, Lawrence made a little adjustment there. They slid their defense over to the left a little bit, and as soon as they did that, the flag came flying out from the linebacker's judge there, and they're going to get him for 5 yards. Second down and 11 now for Deckerville.
As they pitch out to Ibarra around the right and across the 40, dives in, falls at about the 36-yard line, where he's brought down by Connor McDaniel. And it's going to be a 5-yard gain for Ibarra and a third down and 6 to go for Deckerville.
Again, Lewis Reyna there jumping out, seeing that pitch play, reading it well as a running back himself gets out there. But again, Brendan Hanley pushes him right out of the play, and Cruz Ibarra just cuts right through where he moves him out of the way and turns it into a nice gain, bringing up third down and 6, maybe even a long 7 left to go for Deckerville.
Third down, we'll call it 7 yards, perhaps the worst area of the field they've been in so far tonight. Ibarra's met at the line of scrimmage by Lewis Reyna, and this one is going to be down for no gain, and suddenly Deckerville facing a fourth down and 7.
Yeah, good, and a good play there again by Lewis Reyna. He's kind of the X factor there on defense. Not for Northwestern, that's Lawrence, right, out
yes,
there.
Indeed.
So making a nice tackle. Cruz Ibarra, that's the best way to get him, is get him before he gets moving. Brings him down for virtually no gain. Fourth and 7 for Deckerville. Would be surprised not to see a play-action pass here from them. They've had such good success in this game throwing the football. We'll see if they dial that play again.
Deckerville's still in the huddle, and they're actually going to take a timeout here right before the play clock runs out. It's going to be a timeout. Deckerville Bill Brown wants to talk to his squad with 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter as the Eagles lead the Tigers 30-0 on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about sometimes. How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? And what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back-to-school.
Deckerville forced to punt for the first time tonight. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Wyatt Janowak punts it all the way down inside the 10-yard line.
Second time tonight. First time was tonight. A muff punt. That was a big
one. You're correct. Well, that's just good field position, that one was. As the pins Lawrence down at their own 9-yard line with 3:53 left in the first half.
Well, definitely what we were thinking up here. Lawrence smelled a fake punt there, so they didn't even have anyone back, and Wyatt Janowak pins him deep with a nice punt.
And they come around the right side and say handoff to Chris Schumann. He gets out. I'm way off the mark here tonight.
Play action pass there from number 14, Garrett Weston. Comes up a little short. Intended receiver number 22, that's Landon Copeman. Ball bounced right in front of him. Under pressure again. And you guessed it, number 53, Travis Trigger, forcing some pressure. Quarterback underthrows the football, and they're going to go back at it again here, Clark. Back to that spread offense.
That's what I get for looking down. It's going to be number 14, Garrett Weston, the quarterback, and the keeper comes to the far sideline, out to the 14-yard line, finally brought down by Kenton Bowerman of Deckerville. And it will be a 7-yard gain, sets up a third down and short, third down and 3 for Lawrence.
A good play there by the quarterback, Garrett Weston, as he breaks free, running that read option with his pass quarterback, Connor McDaniel, puts it in his arms, takes it back when he sees the opening around the left side and gets a nice gain until Bowerman makes the tackle.
Weston has quarterback, 2 wide to the right. Slot receivers to his left as well as a wide receiver. Going to keep it for himself. And the line swarming, and Deckerville is going to stop him right at the line of scrimmage, maybe even for a loss of a yard. And Cole Rumzik out of the linebacker position brings him down for a loss of a yard. Sets up a 4th down and 4, and more than likely, Lawrence is going to be forced to punt this one away. Too deep in their own territory.
That time they spread it out. A couple receivers in each way. Nobody in motion. And it's a designed run by the quarterback. Cole Rumza coming out of blitz and tackles them for no gain.
And their punt is away from number 14, Garrett Weston. The ball bounces at the Lawrence 48. Bounces into the Deckerville territory and comes to rest at the 45-yard line. Nice punt from Garrett Weston. And flips the field. Deckerville facing a 55-yard field to work with. And they have 2 minutes, 35 seconds before the half to get another score. They lead 30-0.
Well, Deckerville not putting anyone back there. Don't want to take any chances. They'll take wherever the ball ends up. In this case, at their own 45-yard line. 2.5 minutes to go in the half. You're already up big. This is going to be a methodical drive here, Clark, where they try to use all of that 2.5 minutes and try to now smother out what's left of Lawrence in this first half, not let him get any cheap late heroic touchdowns at the end of the first half, and keep all momentum on the Deckerville sideline.
Starting at Deckerville's own 45-yard line, right to left cross the radio, and he's
Ibarra's
down to the 30, down to the 20, one man to beat, down to the 10, and he's tripped as he goes down, and they're going to call it touchdown Deckerville. Cruz Ibarra with the 55-yard score down the far sideline, and gets tripped at the 5 and falls across the end zone line. And it's suddenly Deckerville leading by 36 points with a 2-point conversion still upcoming.
Yeah, there's one problem with that, and that's if Cruz Ibarra finally breaks free, and he does, goes 55 yards. The only time he was touched was at about the 2-yard line where he was tripped up, but his momentum fell into the end zone, just crossed the